Shalom Aleichem. Parshas Lech Lecha. I admit I had a lot of trouble this week. Difficulty is perhaps a better word. Trying to figure out what was happening in the Parsha. But it means Hashem. I think Hashem was kind, and I think we'll have some enlightening ideas to talk about here. We're going to address Bris Ben Absarim, but not just Bris Ben Absarim. We're going to address the whole of the first part of Perek Tesvav. Charad Vram Eila, Hayad Var Hashem El Avram, Bamachzeh, Lemor, Al Tira Avram, Anochim Bagin Lecha Schar, Chahar Bemeod. We're going to address those psukim there. Avram's concern, that perhaps he's used up his schar. Avram's request to know that he's going to have children, Hashem's reassurance that he's going to have children. And then later on, the entire Bris Ben Absarim. They all appear in the same Keta together. Without further ado, let's take a look. I think you'll find something very fascinating things taking place over here. First of all, that there's an Ein Schar Ba'olam Hazeh. Rakhan Hagas Chinam. This is a Maral in Tiferes Yisrael. It's a fundamental idea. The idea of schar b'hai al-maleka, that there is no reward in this world. In other words, the reward for mitzvahs is not in this world. Maral addresses this. He says, v'af al-gav d'chsiv im b'chukosai t'leichu perusho shim ya'asu rotzon Hashem yizborach shabara olam b'teva gam ken yitin lehem hatov. Says the Maral, the pasuk says in Bechukosai Tileichum. Now we have all the brachos that are found in Parshas Bechukosai before we get to the Tochacha, obviously. And isn't that the schar? He says, no, that's not the schar. Yam Yitzlem Atov, aval ein ze schar mitzaklal. Im kein muchach mizeh shadavru hefech mashachoshu, the ein schar mitzvahai alma klal. There is no schar whatsoever. Uba Medrash, and he continues, and this is talking from our Parsha. Al tira Avram, anochi bagen lecha, lefi shahaya Avram avinu mispachet, yaradati lekivshina eish, nitzalti, yaradati lemilchem esbdam lachim, venitzalti, tomer shikibalti schari ba'olam hazeh, ve'en li klum ba'olam haba, amul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al tira Avram, anochi bagen lecha, kol masha asisa ba'olam asisi imcha chinam, kol masha asisi ba'olam, for you, asisi imcha chinam. Everything I did for you, this is all chinam. This has nothing to do with your schar. That's the approach of the Maral in Tiferes Yisrael. In other words, if a person is, as was the case of Avram, or even in the case of Parshas Bechukosai, if Klai Yisrael, or in the case, our case over here, Avram, is trying to be over Hashem, b'chol ma'oda, b'chol yecholto, b'chol levava, b'chol nafsho, etc. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, I will give you the tools and able to do this. Olam Hazeh, I will organize, as it were, in a fashion that it is workable for you, usable for you. Record, you're saved from this, you're saved from that. This is not your reward. This is to enable you to be over Hashem. The Maral in Gvuros Hashem adds another idea as well. He's the Abalo Al Tira Anokim Magen Lecha Loshon Magen Loshon Chinam. Once again, this idea, and here he fleshes out. He says the word Magen itself means Chinam, as it says in the pasuk Yotzah Chinam Ein Kosef. Targumal, the Targum over there of Chinam is Magen, for free. Chinam, free. Magen means free. Free. Ki Zeu Schar Gomle Chasodim Sheochlim Haperus Bolam Hazeh Vehem Bechinam. So here the Maral adds Nunakud, and it's not just the person who's over Hashem in general, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him those tools that he needs in order to be able to be over Hashem the way he's struggling to do, the way he's aspiring to do. But in addition, there is this concept of mitzvahs that create peros. Right? Those are the mitzvahs that we talk about in Eil Dvarim. Eil Dvarim Shem. Adam Uchil Po Esem Bo Mazeh. Karen Karen Yisrael Mabah. certain types of mitzvahs, primarily things that we see as being ben orim lechaveru, but the fact is we're also talking about Talmud Torah there. Talmud Torah can get kulam. Talmud Torah creates an ambience in the world that benefits everybody, and as such, a person eats the peros, not the karen. In other words, the tree of life that the person has planted through his actions remains intact. That will be his schar, and that will continue giving, as it were, fruits, metaphorically, forever and ever, because that's the nature of trees. They have fruit. The fruit, what do you call it, as it were, have seeds. The seeds plant more trees, etc., etc., etc. But there are fruits also in this world that a person eats. Okay, fine. So these are two aspects of receiving Olam Hazeh without it coming off one's spiritual bank account. Fine. It's an interesting point to ponder. I would say this parenthetically, but it's a very important idea. Rav Avraham ben Agra, when he talks about Shmoneh Esrei, right? Melech Ozeh Umoshia Umogain. He says the level of Ashgacha is syncopated by the amount of bitachon. So the person, as it were, who sees just Hashem is helping him, okay, so he just sees Hashem is helping him. He really thinks, you know, his degree from Wharton is what's doing it, but no, Hashem is helping me. Hashem is helping me. It's good. I don't mean to make fun of anybody. I mean, we all suffer from the same problem. Hashem is Ozer. Then there are times when a person realizes there is nothing I can do. What am I supposed to do? Hashem is Moshiach. Right, he's Moshiach. In other words, the greater the dependence over there, that in turn generates a greater level of finely defined Ashgacha Pratis. And then there's the person who's mugging. And this is the person who's marching to the beat of a different drummer. This person is doing what he considers to be the Ratzon of Hashem, what he knows to be the Ratzon of Hashem, even though people with street smart say, hey, you're making a boo-boo, this is not smart, this is not clever. He says, but this is Ratzon Hashem, he does it. That person watched that beat, the beat of that drama, that is a person who is zocha to mugging. Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, is there, is like a shield around him. He is protecting him. It's the highest level, as it were, of Hashgacha Prati. So it's sort of fascinating that really these two ideas sort of meld together. The person who's marching to the beat of a higher drum, he is, as it were, marching the beat of Hashem's drum and not to the standard of the world per se. That person is zocha to the highest level of Hashgacha Pratis, and in turn Hashem is mogain for him. And here we see this idea of mogain is that everything that he does is really not reward in any manner, shape, or form. And that's true for, you know, I guess, like different levels as well, but certainly over here it's not reward of any sort. It is free. It's free. It's chinam. Fine. So this is Hadama. Let's continue. Vayir Hashem el Avram vayomer lezarcho atenes haaretz hazos vayiven sham mizbeach l'Hashem hanireh elav. This is the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis. So Hashem has already told Avram, I'm giving to your children, this is predicated on the idea that he's going to have children, obviously, I'm giving this land. Vayiven sham mizbeach l'Hashem hanireh elav. Fine. Achar dvar me'elav. This is after the Melchemes Dal Melachim, where Avram fought against the four kings, the four great kings who had taken Lot captive, etc. Do not be afraid, Avram. Fear not. Says Rashi. This is a machlokas in the Midrash. Rashi is going with the opinion that says that when Edward says the word achar, as opposed to achrei, so then this is taking place immediately after the previous event. If it says achrei, then it could be a long, long time afterwards. Okay? Achar samuch, achrei muflak. And there's another opinion in the Medrash that's the exact opposite, but Rashi's going with this opinion. That means achar advar me'ele, achar shenas elo neis ze shahorag es hamlochim, vayedoeg v'omer shema kibalti schar kol tzid kosai, L'chach amal ha'mokav al tira Avram anochi magen lecha mina onesh shulti onesh al kol osan nafshar sarakto u'mashat ha'doeg al kibul scharcha scharcha harbe me'od. So Rashi tells us that Avram, as it were, is concerned. You know, I killed all these people. Maybe there's something, I did something wrong over here, right? And maybe I just got all my scharf, whatever it is. Hashem says, don't worry. Everything's taken care of, right? Everything's taken care of. Whatever took place there is not coming off any cheshbonos. You're protected from them, and what you did is not, as it were, your salvation, miraculous success in that battle is not going to come off of your spiritual savings account. Everything is hunky-dory. Now, that means that these first psukim, Anochi, Magen Lecha, Scharcha, Harbe Mod, Pasuk Aleph, and the next couple of psukim as well, took place immediately after the Melchemes Dal Melachim. Immediately after the Melchemes Dal Melachim, that's when Avram comes into Eretz Yisrael. Avram came into Eretz Yisrael when he's 75 years old. That's what it says. He's 75 years old. If you go to Parshas Bo, Shmos, there Rashi says, "Moshav bnei Yisrael asher yashvu b'Mitzrayim 30 shana v'arba me'ot shana." 30 shana v'arba me'ot shana, bein hakol. Mishanolad Yitzchak ad Akshav hayu 400 shana. Mishahaya lo zera la Avram niskayim ki ger yezaracha u30 shana hayu mishenigzra gzeras ben apsarim ad shanolad Yitzchak. Hear this? Bris ben apsarim is what he called is, right, 30 years between Bris ben apsarim and Leidas Yitzchak. Comes out according to Rashi, and again, you can look in the, what do you call it, in the Seder Olam. Right, Rashi's going with that opinion over here. That the Bris Ben Absarim took place when Avram was 70, not 75. You would say, Delfi Rashi, Achar Dvar Me'ila, Hainu, Kishi'i Avram Avinu Ben Shivim V'Chamesh, who Bris Ben Absarim Haya Shivim, Kishita's the Seder Olam, right? Because the Bris Ben Absarim, the Rashi tells us, there in Bo, is 30 years before Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was born when Avram was 100. That means Bris Ben Absarim took place when he's 70. But Rashi just finished telling us that these first psukim, right? Anochi magen lecha, scharcha harbe mod, achara dvar me'ela, etc., right over there, took place when he's 75. That means that the psukim in the beginning of Perek Tesvav, some of them, right, the Bris Ben Absarim part, even though they appear to be all one continuation, took place actually 5 years earlier. Took place when Avram was 70. Or 6 years earlier, whatever. But it took place when he's 70. Parshas Lech Lech starts when he's 75. Point to ponder. For this reason, the Gra and others say Rashi's Derech is very difficult. I mean, what can you do? It's very difficult. And there is, in the Medrash, it appears that there are other opinions. There are opinions of the 430 years that are referred to in Parshas Bo, Moshav ben Yisrael, Asher Yashuv Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana V'Arba'a Me'ot Shana, the 430, don't start from Bris Ben Absarim, but they actually start from when Avram was saved from the Kibshat HaEish. But that's not Rashi's opinion. So it comes out according to Rashi. Let's just recap what we have here. In the beginning in Perek Tesvav, the first psukim that are talking about Schar Chahar Ben Mod, Anochi Magen Lecha, then after it's probably sitting about the children, then he's putting the children. Avram believes, Hayach Shavel Tzedakah, right? Either Hashem considers what Avram did as a Maaseh Tzedakah, the way Rashi understands, or the way Ramban understands, Avram considers what Hashem is doing for them as Tzedakah. There's probably two sides of the same coin. That took place after the Melchemes Dal Melachim. But then, subsequently, the discussion of Bris Ben Absarim, that took place when Avram was 70. That's before Parshas Lech Lecha. Derech Agav, this is extremely puzzling. Why would Avram come to Eretz Israel and then leave Eretz Israel? So the Ma'am Loi says, there's a note at the end of the source sheet here. The Ma'am Loi says that Hashem, in Bris Ben Absarim, is actually being merames to Avram, that his father has done tshuva, and it says, you will return, you'll be buried, you'll go to your end, to what he called to your father, Beseva Tova. And Rashi over there tells us that this is informing Avram that Terach had in fact done tshuva. And the way the Ma'am Lois understands, this is a way of Hashem's instructing him, therefore go back and see your father. So Avram left Eretz Israel, went back to Haran, and then Hashem told him, go, what it called, go to Eretz Israel. Again, and that's Lech Lecha, May 75. Fascinating. Let's continue. The psukim. Avram says to the Rebbe Shlom, right? Hashem Elokim, Ma titen li, what will you give me? V'yesh l'shol, says the Gruas Hashem, says the Moral. Lama amar Avram, hein li nonasata zera, ben bisi yerosh eresh osi, v'akadosh baruch hu kvar hivtiach oso v'eschal l'goy gadol. Right? We already know that Hashem promised he was going to give him, he would turn him into a great nation. That's earlier. So then, why in the world is Avram saying, Munasata, ben besi, yereisho si, etc. Hashem told him he's going to have children. V'nibir zeh shezeh derech ha-tzadikim. I'll tell something very fundamental over here. The whole avoda of the tzadikim is lo magili klum. And not lo magili klum, but who knows, maybe I've messed up and I'm not even deserving to receive what Hashem said he's going to give to me. V'shamar Yaakov, katomtim kol chassadim v'kol ha-emes, v'af agav shivtiach oso haya yorei shemen islachlech b'chet. So the whole approach over here, the whole approach of the tzaddikim is lo magili klum. And even Hashem said he's going to give it to me, could be I've done something wrong, could be I will do something wrong, and therefore I'm not entitled. So the Ksav Sofer over here writes something very, very fascinating. Right? It's very, very, very fascinating. Let's look at the psukim again for a scooch. What do the psukim say? It says, "Vayom Avram, Hashem Elokim." This is after, right? After in Pasuk Aleph, Hashem told Avram, "Don't worry, Anochi Magencha Schar Chahar B'Mod." Then Avram immediately says, "Hashem Elokim, Matiten Li, Vanochi Alech Ariri, Uben Meshek Beisi Huda Meshek Eliezer." Hashem said, Avram says to Hashem, "What can you give me? I'm going as one who's barren." Uben Meshek Besi, my chief of staff, who domestic Eliezer, Rav Avram, he's my Meshek Besi. He's the one who gives over my Torah. Gives her my Torah. Okay. And then afterwards, Avram continues again. Vayomer, again, another time. Two times, two Vayomer. Vayomer Avram, hein li nosata zera, vini ben Meshek ben Besi yoresho si. I mean, didn't we get the point in Pasuk Beis? What is he adding in Pasuk Gimel? What is Pasuk adding in Pasuk Gimel? He already just said it. So a very, very, very strange situation over here. Pasuk Aleph, Avram is concerned that perhaps he's received his schar. Hashem tells him, no, Anochi magen lecha, schar chahar b'meod. Don't worry, everything's okay, chill. Then Avram comes and he says, Matitenli, what are you going to give me? I'm going ariri, I'm barren. Ben Meshek Meisiu, domestic Eliezer. Okay, why he asked this after Hashem already told him that he hasn't lost any of his credits is a question in its own right. But okay, he asked the question. Maybe he understood Magen Lecha is a little bit different. Okay. Then he goes and asks again. He states again, Vayomer Avram in Pasuk Gimel, Hei Milon Asata Zera, Vine Ben Meisiu Yoreshasi. My goodness, didn't you get the point across in Pasuk Beis? What's he adding in Pasuk Gimel? So, let's take a look at this Ksav Sofer here. The Ksav Sofer is using the principle we saw in the Maral about how Hashem gives to the tzaddiki b'chinam. It doesn't come off their spiritual bank account. He says as follows, Altira Avram, Anochi Magin Lecha. You see the Ksav Sofer. Reishis Tezvav Pasuk Aleph. Vamedrash, Amar Avram, Hashem kibalti kol schari. Perhaps I've received all my reward. Amlo Hashem schar chahar b'me'od, lo lam haba. Your schar is intact, lo lam haba. No one's taking that away. V'chol ma she'asisi imcha, chinam asisi imcha. Everything I did with you, I did for you, chinam. Like the Maral discussed earlier. It's just enabling you to be the best that you are. Hu d'yichziv ma'arav tuvcha she'er tzafan t'v'ereyecho, all your tov is set aside for lo lam haba. Near Lila Farish, Lavar Kola Inyan, Masha Omra Avram, Acha Shivticho, Hashem Schorcha, Harbem Od. After Hashem promises him, says the Ksav Sofer, I think I have an insight over here. After Hashem tells him, Skarcha Harbi Mora, Amar Hashem Elokim, Matiten Li, Anokhe Elecha Riri. What can you give me? I'm barren. Brings the Ramban. What sort of question is this? What do you call it? Maybe the Haftach of Hashem is Lolam Abba, etc. He says, nearly, Katzlacha Ba'olam Azeh, says the Ksav Sofer, Efshar Lios Megimel Sibos. A person's success, in all different shapes, manners, and forms, in this world comes from three different causes. Oshu Kabbalah Schar Masa Ba'olam Azeh. A person actually is receiving his reward. We know that, God forbid, by Rishayim, Mashalim, Lasonav, Alpanav, Lavido, they have so detached themselves from the system of the Olam Emes that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kov Yochol, must give them their reward in this world. They change it into they turn their reward into small change because they detach themselves from the Olam Emes. But they need to be rewarded. Every Kadosh Baruch Hu does not refuse reward to anybody who's done something good. You have to get a reward. That's one way. You can get schar for what you did already in Olam Hazeh. Again, that's usually only for Rishayim. O matnas chinam mi'ito, or gift. Kira amru, pirosim, b'Olam Hazeh, ken kerem usul mabob. We saw that concept before in the Maral. There he was talking about it in terms of Maaseh Chesed and things like that. But we know there's several different ways that a person, several aspects of a person receiving, not reward, but just enabling him to do more mitzvahs here, or as the Ksav Sofer mentions, the other approach, which is pay us from good deeds done in this world that affect other people here. So he eats the fruits here while the principle remains intact. L'shnei panim achronim lo yikupach scharo. In either of these approaches, matnas chinam, or, right, matnas chinam, or pay us same b'olam hazeh, you don't lose anything from your schar. Because they didn't come to pay you for the mitzvahs. After Avram saw that he was so successful in the battle with the kings, perhaps that's my reward. Maybe Hashem gave me advanced schar. Right? It's part of the humility of Avram to think that way. No, didn't come of that. The Chosh Avram ki matzliach mishum she'omei tachas mazal tov. Right? Avram doesn't assume. First of all, I may not be aware of this idea of matnas chinam yet. I may not be aware of it. So if it's not coming from my schar, it must be through my mazal. In other words, every person comes into the world with a certain amount of mazal. What he can do, what he can't do, what he's able to do, etc. So Avram thought, oh, maybe that's why I was successful in war. I'm my mazel. I'm meant to be successful as a warrior. But if that be the case, right? If that be the case, then I see in my mazel, I'm not going to have any children. Right? I'm not going to have any children. The kasher ra b'tzdagninu shelo, shelo yolid, when he saw that he's not going to have according to his astrological signs, Avram was a master astrologer. If it's from Mazel, my Mazel says, I have no children. Pachad, ki be'emes lo yelo banim. Kumo shemara Mazlo. Mazel shows he's not going to have. L'chach omar, Hashem elokim atiten li, ki ani olech lo banim lefi ha-Mazel. V'eftichu Hashem ala banim v'omar tsei mitztagninu shelcha. Hashem told him to go outside. Like Rashi tells us, he lifted him up above the stars. Say mitzagin shalcha, ignore the astrological signs. Right? Avraham molid. Avram, maybe he's not molid, but Avraham will be molid. In fact, later on, at the end of the parsha, with Bris Mila, Hashem changes his name from Avram to Avram. L'chein siv hemin b'Hashem v'achsheveh lo tztaka. He believed in Hashem. Right? Rashi says, that Hashem considered it stuck on the part of Avram. Ramban says, right, that Avram considered it stuck on the part of Hashem, but really it's two sides of the same coin. For Avraham, right, to overcome his natural, right, tendency, which is lo magili klum. And Hashem should give me chinam. Who am I? Why? Why me? To overcome that is a ma'aseh tzedakah on Avram's part. But that ma'aseh tzedakah is ascribing to Hashem ma'aseh tzedakah. So really, it's two sides of the same coin. It's just the machlokas Rashi and Ramban. It's just how do you understand the translation of the words. But conceptually, they're agreed. Okay. So, your schar is intact. Avram thought, okay, but maybe that's because of mazel. Comes the Hashem and tells him, no, you're going to have children. You're going to have children. Don't worry. You're going to have children. And when I said, Anochi magen lecha schar char b'mod, it means, what do you call it, not just that it's not coming off your cheshbon. It means, what do you call it, it has nothing to do with anything other. Anochi magen lecha chinam. I'm going to give it to you chinam. Okay. Ignore the mazel and don't worry about you having used up your schar. We're still bothered by what exactly is Avram's two psukim that he says. Twice he says to Hashem, I'm not going to have Zera. Right? So we understand the end of the story. Hashem is reassuring him, you will. But what were these two statements? Vayomer Avram, Hashem Elokim Atiten Liv Anochi Olecha Riri Ben Meshek Beisi Udemesek Eliezer. Okay. And then another pasuk right after that, Vayomer Avram, Heinli Nosata Zera Vine Ben Beisi Yereshasi. We got the point. You don't need, what do you call it? You don't need two psukim to say this. So I thought perhaps one approach was that Avram was concerned first, in the first pasuk, Ariri, Holech Ariri, I'm not having children. This is again, this is before he understood that Hashem is changing his mazal. Hashem will tell him at the end, say, what do you call it? Say, Chutza, go outside, I'm going to take you up, lift you above the stars. At this point, he thinks, okay, fine, so I didn't get rewarded for my good deeds, but that means that maybe it's just my mazal is good. But if my mazal is good over here, there's got to be wars with regard to wars, but with regard to children, my mazal says it ain't going to happen. So initially, he's saying, Ariri. And who is going to be the one who's going to carry on my legacy? Domestic Eliezer. Like Rashi says, Domestic Eliezer, Dolu Mashke. Domestic, Dolu Mashke. Mitrosa Shabrabo. So there are two approaches here. There's one approach that I thought of, right? Of what he's concerned with over here. And then Lahavdel Elufay Avdos is the approach of the Meshilach. I thought Avram was concerned, right, with Eliezer just being, he'll continue what I said, but he won't be mechadish. He won't open up new vistas in the world of Avodas Hashem. That's why I brought this Sefer Apirion from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He explains, he brings from the Panami Eros, why it is that we say in Shemun Esrei, Lekei Avram, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yaakov, or just say Lekei Avos. He says, because each one brought a different concept. Avodas Hashem in. They weren't just over Hashem because, oh, that's what Daddy said. They had that. They kept them sorry. They didn't abandon. They didn't reinvent the wheel. But they were chadish. They opened new vistas, right? New horizons in Avodas Hashem. And perhaps Avram was concerned, if I have no children, so it's true I have somebody called Domestic Eliezer, somebody who's Dolo Mashka, someone who draws and gives out of his of my Torah. But he'll just continue my Torah. He won't be mechadish. Right? The Meshiloach, the Ishmitzer says that Avram was concerned, he didn't know what was in Eliezer's heart. There's a pasuk in Mishle that the Chsil Yachbots, right? He's not Yachbots Betvuna. He's not trying, as it were, to really take the ideas that he's spouting and make them part of himself. He's just interested in showing how clever he is. Can you imagine? The Meshilach says that perhaps Avram wasn't sure. Who is Eliezer? I mean, he's very faithful. But is he committed to transforming the world of his intellect into the world of his affect? To the world of who he is? Don't know. It's two ways what he's concerned. Then in the next pasuk, Vayomer Avram, Hein Lilo Nosata Zer Vinei Ben Mace Ben Basi Yorosh Osi. So over here, the idea is that, and even if you do give me a child, but you only give it to me later in my life, because he saw that his, according to his astrological signs, he would only receive this child that he's looking forward to later in life, I won't be able to instruct him. Eliezer instruct him. This is my shash, this is the way I understood it. And Lahavdil, once again, the Meshilach, says these two psukim are meant to be understood as follows. The first shash is, who really is Eliezer? Right? Is he really Tocho Kibaro? Is he inside like his outside? And then the second shash is, Hein Lilo Nosata Zera, Vinei Ben Basi Yoresh Osi, right? Okseda, I'll accept that, but I don't feel good about it inside. He's asking Hashem, please help me look on this with an Ayin Tova. That's the way the Meshilach understands it. The way I was suggesting is that even if I do have a son, but I'll be in such a late stage of life, I won't be able to instruct him, in which case Eliezer is going to instruct him. He's, for all intents and purposes, he's inheriting me just to pass it on to you, to the son, but late in life, and then, you know, that's not what I want. I want to be able to give over to my son everything, and then him to take the ball and run with it, as it were. Yitzchak, we know, is a different meter than Avram. To absorb everything Avram had from Avram, and now to go further. Okay. Hashem says, V'nei dvar Hashem elav lemor lo yurashcha ze kim asher yetzei mimeecha hu yurashcha. There's not going to be a break in the transmission. It's not going to go from you to Eliezer even. And Eliezer will educate him in your old age. Avram's going to live another 75 years after Yitzchak is born. You'll be able to educate him. God's fine. Right? Svorachal kovim, sorry. Im tuchal lispor osam v'yomolo ko yezarecha. Hashem takes him outside. He says, look at the stars. The stars are incredibly, right? They're an incredible number, and each one is gigantic. Your children will have a tremendous impact on the world. This is what you want. They'll be like the stars. Initially, they look very small, but the truth is they're very big. And each one has its own unique name. Each one has its own unique, as it were, way that it shines. Fine. Now, that's that. So we learned a lesson that Hashem does, and this is hard for Avram to absorb. Hashem is going to give chinam. Don't worry, it's not from your mazel. Don't worry, you're not using your reshar. This is anochi magen lecha, sachar b'mod. And if Avram perhaps misunderstood the Magen Lecha, I meant to protect you, but by the time he finishes, Magen, it's like the way the Maral explains, the word Magen means Chinam. Now it's clear. Chinam. Then we start. The story of Brisbane, I'm sorry. And this Avram says, Vayom Hashem, Hashem Elokim, Bameh Eda Ki Irashena. How do I know I'm going to inherit it? Well, the Rashi says, in what schus will I inherit it? Remember, now, according to Rashi, this is taking place earlier than the previous paragraph. It's all put together, which itself is mind-boggling. Why is the Torah? It's true, in muktu mu'ucha v'Torah, it's true, you can't necessarily judge when the chronology, or what the chronology is, based upon the order in the Torah, but there's no mitzvah to make it out of order. Why in the world is this after the first thing? So let's put that on the back burner meanwhile. Let's see what it says here. V'yomar lav ani Hashem asher tzisich meyor kazdin l'seisich ha'aretz hazos rishta. V'yomar Hashem elokim b'mei da ki rashena. Says the Meshilach again. Nish b'tzirik. V'yomar Avram b'mei da ki rashena ki Avram bikesh v'Hashem yisparach. Ach ha'kol ha'birurim sh'nizgal ha'shchin al yodah ba'olam. Ach b'mei da ha'inu sh'yikva b'libi. Once again, it's very interesting. The Meshilach uses the same idea. Just like you said before. Okay, I'll trust you that report that, you know, that even if domestic Eliezer will be the one who will give over my Torah, but let me come to peace with it. Because I want to look at him with an ayin tova. Avram is asking Hashem for siyata d'shmaya to have the right attitude. And so too also over here. I believe you. How will it become part of me? I know that the children will have it. I want to be able to believe in my children. I want to be able to believe that they will be able to carry what he called the covenant that I brought to this world. Right? Shame Avram, the one who loves Hashem, my children be able to do that. How can I be sure of this? How can I feel it inside of you? How can I have so much confidence? That's the way the Meshiloch understands it. It's interesting. Rashi says, in what schus will they have it? Once again, I think it's really two sides of the same coin. Two sides of the same coin. Rashi says, he wants to know what schus. Meshiloch is saying, How will I have this confidence in them? Through the schus, you'll have confidence. So now, says Rashi, take an egla mishuleshes ve'ez mishuleshes ve'ayil mishulash. Three agolim, two calves, three goats, three rams. Says Rashi, three agolim representing different korbanos. Par Yom Kippurim, par Helem Dovar, Shel Tzibor, ve'egla rufa. Okay, three different types of oxen or calves. And the same thing also with the goats, and the same thing also with the ayil. Ve'torva gozal. Right? Total love, etc. Two. Older, younger. Then the next pasuk says, "Vayikach lo es kol eile v'yivaser osam batavech v'yitin ish psarol likras re'eu v'esatzipor lo basar." He splits them in half. Rashi initially says that this is the derech of the korsei bris when people make a covenant, so they cut them in half, right, and they pass in between. In other words, these two halves were separate. Now, what do you call it? Our old identity has ended. Each one of us now we become a new whole. Right? And then Rashi continues, and he says, "Vesetzipor lo basar." He didn't split the bird. Lefisha umos akum nimshu leparim elim esirim. Hello. Where'd we get that picturesque explanation of what the Elim and the Izim and the Parim are about? The Umos Olam? I thought we were talking about Korbanos. What's the imagery here? What's going on? So I dare say, once again, Avram, let's go with the Meshiloach. Or with Rashi. Rashi, what's chus? Meshiloach, I want to feel confident in them. I feel confident. I want my blessing always to be with them. In the world of Korbanos, when a Jew brings a Korban, he's saying, really, I should be on the Mizbeach. I should be on the Mizbeach. I give this physical animal, this is representative of my physicality that really needs to be on the Mizbeach, for whatever the reason is. Different types of oxen are brought, different types for different types of korbanos. So too with goats, so too with rams. There's really me that should be there. It's taking my place. That world of physicality where I've strayed, where I've erred, which needs rectification, I need to cleanse it, I need to burn it up. The nations of the world, that's their whole raison d'etre, that's their whole being. So Rashi is not switching imagery. It is the physicality that the Jew puts on the Korban, and it's with that same physicality that the nations of the world identify. And then Rashi continues an explanation. It says, "Vayered ha'ayit," predatory bird. Yeah, well, whatever it's time, coming down onto the pegorim, wants to take the animals that have been cut in half, Vayashev Osam Avram. Avram shoos the bird away. So it's say, okay, coming to mess with the korban, right? He pushes him away. Says Rashi, what is it representative of? But right? Says Rashi, Vayashev, Loshon Neshiva Afracha, he shoot it away. Remes Yovo David Ben Yishai Lechalosam. Whoa, deep space. What's going on over here? We started off with the motif of the korbanos. Rashi all of a sudden switches to record a motif of the different animals being represented of the nations of the world. So that we struggled to explain. I think we have a good explanation for it. And then, all of a sudden, this ayat is not something negative. It's something positive. It's David. He wants to destroy them. All those who are abusing, subjugating, said the Jewish people, David wants to, as it were, David Melech Yisrael, he wants to come, as it were, to obliterate them. The end of the pain, the end of the suffering, the end of what we call the oppression, the end of the influence. Rabbi says, no, go away, not now. Only Mashiach comes. Huh? But there he is. This is pointing out the destiny of the Jewish people. This is meant to give Avram the confidence in the Jewish people. Like Meshloach says, he was searching the os he was looking for in the merit, the way Rashi describes it. What merit is what's going to give him the confidence. And this entire story is what gives him the confidence. And this is the merit. The Jewish people are going to carry Hashem's name through thick and through thin. So when they're inside Eretz Yisrael and they're bringing their korbanos, they're saying, this chomrius, this physicality, this animal over here, it's being my agent, my representation of the my chomrius that I need to cleanse. Unlike the nations of the world who are perfectly happy, pleased as punch with this physicality, because this is the way they live, this is who they are. And you know what? Even when David wants to end the reign of these malchios, Rav says, no, it's not time yet. The world has not reached rectification. So even if it saves us blood, sweat, and tears, it's not right. The time is not ripe. The time is not ripe. It's akin to the Gemara. Chazal tell us that after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola had to re-explain to us what the terms Gibor V'Nora meant. When the Goyim were subjugating the Jewish people, so Yeshua Hashem's Gvura, he overcame their enemies, saved them. And when they're subjugating them, where do you see Hashem's Gvura? So the Mar Pesachim teaches us. You see the Gvura in the way that Hashem is Kovesh, is Rotzon. Now is the time is not ripe, even though they deserve to be destroyed. The time is not ripe because we haven't finished. The Jewish people haven't finished their job yet. He's Gibor, he's Kovash, he's Ratzon, to take away those who are abusing and influencing and degrading the Jewish people. Time's not ripe. He's Gibor and it's Ratzon. Same thing also over here. Avram says, no, not yet. Not yet. And finally, Vayomer Avram Yado Ateda Ki Ger Yezaracha BeEretz Lo Lehem VaVadum VeInu Osam Arba MiHoshana. You should know your children are going to be oppressed for 400 years. Shibud Mitzrayim, whenever we start counting it from. This entire event of the subjugation of the Jewish people, the miraculous exodus from Egypt, and the fact that they will go out berchush gadol, is an incredible educational tool for the entire world. The Jewish people once again are serving to educate the world. Avram, is it happy subjugation? No, it's bitter. But it is the destiny that Hashem wants for His children, to be the vehicle to reveal Hashem's presence in the world. So, going back to our initial question, which is, We learned some very, very fundamental ideas over here. Why did the Torah write this out of order? I dare say, in other words, the first part, Anochi Magen Lecha, I'm giving you a matnas chinam. And the second part, what is our duty as a Jewish people? I dare say that even though chronologically the second part, Bris Min Absarim, preceded the first part, but in terms of what the way we need to approach our Avodas Hashem, we have to first start with realizing how Hashem is giving to us. He's giving us a gift. Magen Lecha, a gift to you. If you're attached, right, it's all matnas chinam. To appreciate the tzedakah of Hashem. Appreciate the tzedakah of Hashem. This was Avram's mastery. This is why he was Osek in Gmilas Chasadim, at the same time being this incredibly deep philosopher. Thinking about the world. Who is the prime mover? Where? What? This is Avram. He recognized there was someone giving the world to the world, giving the world existence, giving us everything. So when he did chesed, he said, don't you see? This is what Hashem is doing with us all the time. I'm just an agent of his. I'm giving you this meal in the middle of the desert. He's the source of it all. His philosophy and his commitment to chesed was his methodology for teaching. For us, in terms of Avodas Hashem, the first thing we have to recognize is Hashem's chesed. After we recognize Hashem's chesed, then we have to know what our mission is. It's all Hashem's chesed, and now what is our mission? Our mission is to reveal Hashem's name through thick and thin, through easy times, through difficult times. I think perhaps that's why the Torah put it, right? Even though chronologically, Bris Min Absarim, according to Rashi and the Seder Olam, took place earlier, it's put over here to show us the proper way to advance in Avodas Hashem. Okay, I think we'll stop here. The last, right, quotations have to do with the further giving of the land to Avram, that you're going to have children, and then the land is going to belong to them. It comes to at the end of the parsha with Brit Milah. And there, it's not just Hashem saying, this is what we're going to do for you, but he's saying, this is what you must do as well. Bris Mila. Live your life. Going to Bris Mila. I'm not going to discuss it. Take a look, what he called there at the Malbim. Take a look at the Gvuras Hashem. Right. And Mitz Hashem. You'll get Nachas from it. Have a good Shabbos.